and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Returning to one of our favourite subjects today, it's Kickstarter. Whoop, whoop, the lifeblood of the gaming industry.
Oh, I thought we were doing Restic again.
No, no, no. I think even we cannot revisit Restic again.
Done Restic to death.
Yes, wish it was dead.
We have to embrace the fact that it's going to be around, even though we don't like it.
Yep, we do.
Anyway, Mike, what's today's subject? Kickstarter?
It's Kickstarter.
Oh, look.
So there's a few interesting miniature Kickstarters out.
What, in games. That you're going to back and then stop backing?
Well, I might stop backing one of them. But the other two I'm not going to. So... let's just talk about them.
Okay, I don't know what you back, so because I'm not your accountant, and even if I was,
you still wouldn't know what I back. Yeah, exactly. I don't tell my accountant. So the first one is Rise of the Cage.
Okay, so this is GC whatever it.
This is GCT Studios. GCT, yeah. So it's a board game about
ninjas. Rise of the Cage.
Sorry?
Rise of the Cage.
That's Rise.
Somebody laughed somewhere in the world.
Yeah, and then someone went exasperated. Oh, my God.
That was you.
Probably. So Rise of the Cage is a board game where... For 2 to 4 players, where you are effectively rescuing or doing ninja missions against the guards. It's set in the Bushido universe, because obviously that's GCT's game. And it's quite a nice looking board game. I have a couple of issues with it currently.
Which are?
Well, one of them, my biggest one is it doesn't support cooperative play. It's one person plays the guards and the others play the ninjas. Which is sort of an auto stop for it being a family game.
Yep.
As we've talked about before, and the other one is that and they might have changed this, but I couldn't get a straight answer of them out of what the figures are made from.
Well, that's warning bells for me, based on another Kickstarter that you backed and then pulled out of and then didn't fund.
Oh, the sci-fi game.
Yeah, the one that said, yes, it's definitely going to be plastic. No, it's not. It's going to be Restic.
Yeah. So, that's it. Now, it doesn't actually matter, because it's a board game. And so, you know, have less concerns about board games. You know, Zombicide is unpainted.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cheap. But they are pushing it as... almost as if it's a miniatures game that happens to be played on a board, rather than a board game that happens to use miniatures. Does that make sense?
Yep. No, it does make sense. Yeah.
So, so you can buy metal, for example, through the Kickstarter, you can buy metal versions of the models. And the models are going to come with Bushido cards and things. So they obviously know that gamers are going to buy, you know, miniature gamers are going to buy this. And yet they won't answer what sort of plastic the figures are going to be made of, other than that they're plastic. And their review copies are all high quality resin or metal.
So do you think this is a way of just getting some more Bushido figures out, or another clan out? Or...
I don't want to think that, but it does sort of smack of that. You know, let's get some guards and things out. And there's some interesting design ideas, because the guards have a detected and undetected state, you know, alert or unalert, and the ninjas have detected or undetected states, which is quite interesting. You know, and there's gameplay thing for that. So it's very much trying to promote creeping around. But then you look at the miniatures and they're all on 30mm rolled edge bases, and it's sort of trying to blur that line, I think, between being a board game and being a miniatures game that happens to be played on a predefined board.
I mean, it looks as though it's going to be high quality.
It does. I mean,
the card stock and everything looks quite high quality.
It does look like it will be a good game.
Yeah.
There's a couple of niggles, and the other thing I think that this is the one that I think that I will probably end up pulling out of. The other thing is, there are other people in my area who are backing it. Mr. Spoons is big into this. I mean, he's big into ninjas. So
I mean, basically, do you need two copies in the area?
Do we need multiple copies locally? Because the people that I'm going to play it with are, you know, my local gamers who play that sort of game. And Spoons happens to be one of those gamers. So if he's got a copy, why am I buying a copy?
Especially as you said, it's non-cooperative, so it makes it less likely for you to replay the game.
Unlikely to play it at home.
Yep.
Yeah. Because we've discovered, you know, games where it's all of us against all of us, that's fine. Games where it's all of us together against a AI, if you will, that's fine. Games where it's one player versus the others don't work. It's why Last Night on Earth didn't work for us as a family, but Zombicide does, even though, you know, it's the same sort of game.
Yep.
But so that one's out there, so Rise of the Cage. So it looks very good. So if you're into ninjas and board games and things, then that's certainly one to look at. The second one that I'm looking at, that I'm quite excited about for one particular reason, is Carnival is relaunching via Kickstarter.
Now, I looked at this yesterday because you'd
I tweeted that I backed it, yeah.
And I've got to admit, I love the background feel of Carnival, but I didn't know whether I should be backing it or not, because I could see that there were some really nice sculpts in there. I also thought, what am I going to do with this? Because it's an RPG. Apart from use figures that potentially I could proxy as something else or as painting projects.
Yeah, so there's definitely the proxying reason. I mean, the reason that I backed it is I like to back these small miniature companies, because I think that having more games in the market can only be good. And so I like to back the small ones. And I was fortunate enough to get on an early bird. So
they've all gone now, haven't they?
I believe. They have, yes.
The early birds are still available for Rise of the Cage, though.
Yes, they are. Yep. For the amber level, I think, not for the red level. The red level, you get more unlocks.
Okay.
It's one of these two-tier
Kickstarters. Things.
Yeah. But the other reason that I got more excited about Carnival after I tweeted that I'd backed it was that there is a campaign. It comes with a built-in campaign system.
Yep.
Now, to me, that people have heard us talk about it before, and if they listen to Malifaux, they've heard us wax lyrical about the thought of a Malifaux campaign system. I love games with campaign systems where your gang, your crew, whatever, is moving on depending on how things are going, whether it's going down or, you know, up or down. That's why I loved the campaign system for Dead Man's Hand.
Yep.
Because there's just that progression of games. And having a campaign system for Carnival made me more excited and more glad that I backed the game. So I'm in at the pledge level to get two starters, basically, and a heart and the rule book, so that I can. I've got two starters that I'll go away. You know, I can just rock up at the club and say, "Let's play this. Here's both. Here's the two crews, and see how it goes." And you're right. The figures are lovely. Though I haven't decided which two factions I'm going to pick up. Well, I've decided one of them. One of them I'm going to pick up the Vatican forces.
They're new, aren't they?
They're one of the new ones. I just think they look awesome. you know, the idea of playing an Inquisitor so you can just go, no, but he expects.
That's three things. That's four things.
I haven't decided on the other one yet. At the moment, I'm sort of leaning towards the Patricians. Who are the sort of the noble men type. I think because I quite like the idea of having state versus religion.
Yep.
Just as my thing. The obvious one for me to get would have been the Doctors of the Ospedale, because of my love of undead type things, but I've actually got a few of their figures that I use in other games. So
the problem I have with the undead is that you've got a classic sort of Frankenstein type monster, and I don't like it for. I like the sculpt and everything. Don't get me wrong, but it doesn't do anything for me in terms of. Using it as a proxy. I do like the new Strigoi, the vampire guys.
All right, okay.
They're quite nice. I love that the figure or the exclusive of that vampire holding its hand out on the stone.
The Kickstarter one that you get. Yeah, the Strigoi are nice.
I like the Executioner in the Vatican stuff and the mad monkey looking guys, the monk type,
the priests,
yeah, with the crucifixes and things like that. I was thinking of them, they'd make great saga figures, you know, for priests.
They would be excellent. I mean, my other choice, if I didn't go with the patricians, I think I would go with the guild, mainly because I quite like the clowns. The Punchinellos.
I love those figures as well.
And there's going to be an ostrich riding one.
Yep. Yep.
Clowns on ostriches. That's on a par with monkeys on jet bikes.
It is.
So I'm backing this one. I'm quite excited by it.
I'm just going through the figure range. Priest of the Cult of Dagon. Great figure. Another a priesty looking type figure as well. I love the guild, as you said. Some of the basic citizen type models are even really good. I think that's probably the one faction that interests me the most is the guild, and also some of the doctors. I love the guy with the big nose,
the plague doctor.
Yeah, the plague doctor. Love that figure.
Yeah, and he's in the starter, so.
But you've got all these extras as well in terms of the Plascraft games buildings,
yeah,
and things like that.
Some really nice Venetian type buildings to make an Italian.
What are they made from? Are they plastic or?
No, it's like foam board almost.
Okay.
But thin. They're good. The Plascraft stuff is good buildings. You know, it's good work. So anyway, I'm backing that one. I'm quite excited by that because I do like the figures, and the idea of a campaign system I think is just yes.
So you know, are you going to play it? I suppose is the answer.
Well, I think I probably will. I think I will. Yes, I can see myself playing a campaign with a couple of the guys down the club.
Okay.
So I just need to get them to back it. But I think, you know, the cost of backing it isn't that high.
No, it's quite a reasonable.
I mean, you can get a book and a start, the rule book and a starter you get is a £50 pledge.
Yep.
That gets you the rule book, a starter, and the Kickstarter miniature, and any of the free things that gets unlocked. And what have they unlocked so far? Everyone's getting in £50 or higher, so basically that level. You'll get base inserts for any starter, which is good.
Playmat's been achieved as well.
Yeah, a playmat. Which is more than a bookmark because it has rule. Effectively, it's a aid memoir bookmark.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, which is unlocking at 26, and it's currently on 24.5, so it's 1,500 quid away, is that you'll get a black and white pocket size rule book as well.
Mm. When do the buildings come in then? Are they
the building? There's a separate pledge for the buildings.
Oh, okay. Right.
You can do at £90. You can do the scenery and starter, which gives you the book, a starter box set, and two buildings and a bridge. For the, you know, for the thing. So. But I think I'm gonna. You know, I like the idea of it, so I'm backing that one. And then the third one that I'm backing at the moment, given that I'm going to pull out, is it's only running for a very short time. As we record it, it's only got 12 days to go, and its initial goal was only for £600.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Interdimensional Beastery.
This is definitely Kickstarter as well, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you a link?
No. What was it called again?
Interdimensional Bestiary.
Okay.
Bestiary. Have you got it?
Yeah.
Right. So this is basically, the Kickstarter was to fund a production of three miniatures. Andrew May is a sculptor. He runs a company called Meridian Miniatures.
Based in the UK.
Based in down south somewhere, Somerset, Devon way, he is. And he's making a game called, it's called Steam and Ether. And it's a steampunk game. But he's sort of progressing it in little bits. So last year he did a Kickstarter to fund effectively two sets of soldiers, mm-hmm. British and German type steampunk soldiers, you know, Tesla rifles and that sorts of things. And the game, you know, the game is progressing, and there's a Facebook page and a blog and everything. And he's done this Kickstarter to kick off the next sort of range of figures. But it's not like he's one of these people who's reaching for the stars. He wanted 600 quid so that he could get these figures master molded and cast and things. And I just really like the figures.
Is this one of the guys who's part of the sort of,
No, he's not. No, he's not part of the Brindy.
Yep.
Scene. He has a brother who is also a sculptor who, runs a company called Spectre Miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember rightly. But he's just a freelance sculptor who ran this Kickstarter last year for Steam and Ether. He did another Kickstarter recently to do a selection of chibi based.
Yeah, I can see that on his blog.
RPG type things, which had a £3,000 goal and raised £4,500. And it was called Tooth and Sword. It's basically chibi animal adventure miniatures for, you know, they fit into Super Dungeon Explorer and stuff. But he's done this set where you get a big interdimensional beastie, you know, Cthulhu-esque almost, and two adventurers. And I really like the sculpts, and I thought, oh, I can, you know, I can certainly use the big beastie for things, you know, proxy it in. But I can also use it for playing the various steampunk games that I play.
Yep, yep.
And so
it will drop. I mean, it will drop into anything from Fistful of Kung Fu to Carnival, yeah, potentially, when you play.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could easily see the big monster in Carnival. So I know he was absolutely gobsmacked that he funded so quickly. And it's when it's to me, it's one of these things that Kickstarter is for.
Yeah, see, I mean, they're decent sculpts, you know, the monster especially. I think I prefer the bloke out of compared to the girl out of the three.
Oh, actually, I quite like the girl.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, it's that sort of thing that I think Kickstarter's for. So I'm happy to back it to go along. And there are you know, if I was never going to use the miniatures, then I would go, yeah. But I am going to use the miniatures, so I was quite happy to back it. So that was my third one. But going out, and I know he's so gobsmacked that he's running. He's sort of running as what he can do as stretch goals.
You see, I think, you know, it's great that you want to try and give something back, but I think you need to try and be realistic with this sort of stuff and just don't get.
I think I agree, and I think that he's got. I think Andrew has his head screwed on his shoulders correctly, because that's what he's looking at, and he's looking, and he even says in his reports, he's going to speak to Griffin Molds, who are the guys, you know, they're one of the top mold makers in the country, about if he can offer some casualty figures that he already had sculpted from his first thing. But he says, then I'm thinking about introducing a set of limited figures based on my steampunk soldiers, but I'll have to do some sums first.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to take that. Hold on a sec. All right, I'm back after that phone call. Yeah, so he says that, you know, he's got to do some sums first, which means he's got his head screwed on, right?
So is there any sort of news on when this Steam and Aether game will come out? Because I quite like the Prussian sculpts. I like the Diving Bell guys and the, you know, he's got some good ideas.
Well, you can buy the figures, but it can be, it's complicated to buy the figures. He hasn't got an online store, because I would like to get some of the figures as well. But if you didn't get them at the Kickstarter, then they can be. He will sell them to you. It can be a little tricky to find out what he's selling.
Yep.
At the moment, but I like the casualty figures that he's looking at unlocking at £2,000, which I imagine that it will get to be honest.
Well, he's on 1,600 at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine that he'll get, and he's putting it in. Harpoon guns, you know, a sprue of harpoon guns, and for him it's all about, because he has to pay his mold maker, so what can he fit in the mold and how does he get them in and things.
Yep.
So I think it's good, and you know, again, and it's a 30 quid pledge to get all three models. Plus the stretch goals. And that big beastie, that's got to be 30 quid on its own.
Well, yeah.
That's a 60 mil base, it's sitting on.
I was just about to say, how big is it? I mean, it's quite. It looks quite big to me, and it looks fairly well detailed as well.
Yeah. And if I remember rightly, they're going to be resin as well. Like proper resin.
It looks already as though it's proper resin. Yep.
Yeah. They're going to be cast in high-quality resin. And he's not going to release them after the Kickstarter for a year, so that you get them for a year beforehand. So, I think they're cool, and you know, I thought give them a shout out because a few more people. Everyone needs cool interdimensional tentacle beasts in their life,
especially John Webb.
Yeah, and for someone like John Webb, who's an awesome painter, I mean that's an awesome painting project.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
So anyway, so that's sort of.
Well, you'd be pleased to know that I haven't backed any Kickstarters. I have seen an Indiegogo project that I might be interested in, and it's for a radio-controlled helicopter that has a camera on it that can take HD pictures.
But I thought you already had one.
This one is even better.
You sound like my brother-in-law. He has a quad. Is it a quadcopter? One of the four-bladed ones.
Yes.
He has one of those with a GoPro attached to it that sends back HD pictures to his house.
Oh, this is a 3D pocket copter, the flying camera, and it's been designed by some German scientist, and it will fly via your smartphone.
Fancy. sounds very cool.
And I've sent you the link.
Have you? I shall see. You're just tempting me. You're like the devil.
€89.
It's only €89. Oh my god! It's tiny.
So's the pocket copter.
Ha 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 ha! And on that, I think we should probably go.
I think so too.
All right. So until next time, I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad. Goodbye.
Bye bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.